Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about four memory hacks to remember books and podcasts better.
The first memory hack we have for you guys is people remember stuff more when they write it down. So as you're reading a book or as you're listening to podcasts, write down the important notes. It could be on a tablet. It could be a pen and paper. I like the concept of writing. So I don't really use pen and paper or a pencil and paper, but I do use an iPad and the little, I don't know what it's called, a stencil, or I don't know,
the pencil.
The pencil that comes with the iPad, and I'll write down notes. And that little thing there helps you remember, because if you take the time to write something down, trust me, it makes it so much easier to remember.
It seems basic, right? I mean, look, what I've been doing recently, well, I guess I go over here, right? I write my top three goals down, or in this case, it's top four. But when you write it down, there's a sense of commitment, right? If you think about it, when you receive something, when you touch something, it's like, oh, I've committed a little more. Like, I've done a little more than just reading something online. I think that's great. The second thing on my end, what I typically do is I will open up notes I might write on a physical piece of paper in terms of what actions I want to take. Or I might just put it into the Apple Notes, or I might just put it into Asana. Because the key thing here is, usually with a book, I'm looking for one key takeaway. Sure, there's a lot of different chapters, but you just want one key takeaway and one action. That key takeaway is going to spur me to action. That way, I'm really milking the value from that book or that podcast. You know, other times what I might just do instead is I'll delegate that out. But the key thing is, to Neil's point, I'm writing it down, and then the next step is I'm trying to force an action.
Yeah. And then another thing to keep in mind, and this is the easiest way to remember what you're learning from these podcasts, blogs, books, and everything, is don't read too much. Don't listen to too many podcasts. I know that sounds counterintuitive, because you're like, wait, aren't you supposed to be digesting as much information as possible? Yeah, you want to digest, but digest relevant information. The more useless facts and useless information that you put, the more cluttered your brain is going to be, right? Like, I don't know for you, but a lot of people I know, we're not Ivy League graduates, and we don't have the strongest brain power. I didn't go to Harvard. So it's like, I don't spend 8 hours a day reading shit I don't need to know. Like, focus your time and energy reading and learning the stuff you need to know, because then you're much more likely to remember it versus you reading 10 things and one out of those 10 things are only useful to you.
You know, I got this is number four for me, but I got this tactic from Naval Ravikant, billionaire, great investor. And what he does is he reads multiple books. And I do like that, because I like working on different things. Right now, I'm reading these two books that are on my couch right now. And the thing is this, sometimes I can go up to four or five different books. But the key thing is, if I get bored of a book, I move on to the next one. If I feel like it's no longer serving me, it's not like, oh, just because I spent the $10 or $15 on it, I should just continue. I cut my losses quickly and I move on to what's actually adding value, and I'll just continue to go through those. So this is kind of similar to Neil's point. You got to prune, because if you add too much stuff to your operating system, your memory is going to, it's literally like a computer, your memory is going to not be good, and you're going to forget information out, information in, information out. So that is it for today. Before we go, our virtual event and our live event application is at marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. Fill out an application. It's a really good group of 7 to 9 figure founders and executives. And yeah, we do an event each month. And then we, you know, when the live events come back, they'll come back. So that is it for today. And we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.